explicit to the audience. Bloodline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Bloodline, coast to coast.
Hey, it's Bloodline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is my good partner over there, Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Well, here we go again, Drew.
Yeah, you're a little flat there, guy.
You all right? Am I a little flat?
I'm depressed.
Am I?
Yeah.
Really? Is that how that came across?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't...
You were thinking, I know. You were...
That seemed pretty normal to me.
Okay.
Jackass.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'll tell you, I haven't been sleeping at all lately.
Yeah, you sound tired.
Yeah, I'm tired.
All right.
I've been out in the sun working.
Okay.
And,
that's very embarrassed. I guess we're tired plenty of times.
All right. Hey, see, I didn't think that was flat.
You just, hey, it's Loveline.
Hey, do you have that, Anderson? Can we hear that again? Is that somewhere?
I forget it.
No, it's important to me now. Are we able to capture that on tape and replay that in some way? Anderson went over to the computer. All right, let's listen to that opening again and see if it sounded flat.
Here we go.
Really?
It's great radio, huh? I'm glad you're getting satisfied and gratified by this, because everyone else in the country is bored to tears.
Well, you brought it up.
Hey!
All right, here it is.
Let's
start off.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
You gotta take us all the way back, Marcus?
No discretion. No shut eyes.
It'll be all Jack if I don't know.
Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline.
Even laughs.
Hey, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is my good partner over there, Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
That's not your usual verb.
210-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Well,
see, maybe people aren't as used to hearing your meter as I am. And can't you guys hear that?
That sounds
fine.
I pulled it off.
I think you're just extra, like, bouncy tonight.
Thank
well,
you,
maybe that's
Highness.
It.
What's up with you?
I'm extra bouncy, Corey Anderson.
Did you take a nap? Well, yeah, you came in here like a herd of turtle last night.
Can't remember last night.
Yeah, I know. You were a mess.
Yeah, I've been sick all
night. Well, don't start lashing out. I'm doing my job, bucko. Josh?
Yeah.
Hey, Josh, 16, blah, blah, blah.
How's it going?
Good.
Cool. So,
we meet again.
Yes.
What's going on in the background there, Josh?
TV.
Hey, could you go ahead and turn that down, asswipe?
No.
Okay. Then let's talk to Alex. Alex?
Yes.
You're 13. What's up?
All right. Well, ever since I was 8 or 9, I've known that I was gay.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up in a very Christian, Catholic neighborhood and family. And I'm way, way too afraid to tell my parents or any of my friends because they kick me out and tell me I go to hell.
Why are you even thinking about telling your parents then?
I don't know, Bob.
Why even bother? If you know that's what they're going to do to you, why would you put yourself through that misery?
It's almost tearing me up because I have to tell someone.
Well, you don't have to tell your parents.
Mm-hmm.
You?
Yeah.
Why?
I just don't know.
No, listen, you're supposed to be ashamed. Well, listen now, Alex. First off, you're not supposed to share your sexuality, whatever it is, with your parents. You're just not supposed to.
Yeah.
You should be uncomfortable doing that. All kids should.
Yeah.
If you nailed yourself the head of the cheerleading team the night before, you shouldn't want to share that with your parents.
Certainly, first of all, not to dad.
Yeah.
And if you cornholed your gym coach, you shouldn't want to share that with your dad.
Yeah.
You understand?
You're back.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're on.
Thanks.
Okay.
So, why is this an obsession of yours?
Oh, it's just like, it's tearing me up inside. I'm so depressed because I can't tell anyone.
Yeah, but maybe you're just depressed because you're depressed. Is it really that everyone
needs to know
you're gay?
Well, I don't know. I'd like to tell someone.
Well, why don't you go to a gay and lesbian youth center and get a support group and tell a bunch of people in an environment where it's designed to support you?
Yeah, this is a very, very small town.
Where?
Aaron? Wisconsin.
All right. Well, you got to tell your parents that.
No, you can
give one of those singing telegrams. Your son is gay. Wouldn't that be great?
Mm. Yeah.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah.
Why don't you just give this a couple of years? You're 13.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, here's my point. And here's what we don't understand. And Drew doesn't understand it. And frankly, we're both a little suspicious. You know your parents, you know your dad's going to blow his stack
exactly.
when he finds out.
Mm-hmm.
He may take a swing at you. He may tell you to, he may throw you out. He may do many things, none of which are good.
He's an awful guy. Nothing to do with you.
Why do you need to tell him?
Right.
Why would you tell him?
It's like, see, if I go in that bobcat cage, I'm going to get my face scratched off. I got to go in there. You know what I'm saying?
Not as good as one of my analogies.
No, of course
for
not.
You,
of course
Drew.
Not.
Well, you look at it this way. Here's the way I look at living at home. It's like you're in prison. And let's just say you're doing an 8-year sentence, and that started when you're 10 years old. Now, are you going to go up and F with the warden 6 months into it? I mean, if you're going to tell him off, tell him on your way out.
Yeah.
Don't tell him when you got another 4 years to go in your sentence. I mean, this guy's 13.
He's got five more years.
He's not going anywhere for 5, 6, and if he's one of our callers, maybe 15 more years.
Yeah, yeah.
Why piss his dad off at this point?
I for sure he needs someone he can tell, and I understand. Certainly, let's be a little bit empathic of what's going on with him. He's in a small town. He feels like if he tells anybody, it's going to spread throughout the town, and then he's going to be ostracized, and it's going to be awful, and his parents will find out.
Good. So bury it deep inside.
So it's understandable that he would be sort of, it's like having an itch that you need to scratch.
Get a best friend and confide.
Somebody, and maybe somebody who's not in this town. Or maybe somebody on the web, even. Just get some support through the
right. There's a nice old gay guy to come over and support you.
There are support groups out there.
Pull up in the Miata with a scarf blowing in the back. Background, wearing those big Charles Nelson Reilly glasses, smoking a cigarette with the extension on it.
Uh-huh.
Put that on a card, Anderson. Thank you very much. Yeah, that is. You know a guy's gay when you're hitchhiking and a guy picks you up and he says, you want to get high? That means he's gay. Or if he just picks you up, that means he's gay. I found that out firsthand, kiddies. Jim?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing, Adam?
Good. You're 17. What's up?
Yes. My girlfriend, she's black, and my parents are racist or blacks, but that's not really the problem. The problem is that a couple days ago, I was going through their stuff, and I found this video, and when I played it, in the video, my parents were performing oral on two black guys, and so was my dad. And I don't know how to tell my girlfriend this.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy parental behavior.
Where did you find this video?
In their one of their drawers, like under a bunch of stuff. They're... I knew it was meant to be hidden, but not a good job.
How was it marked?
What was it marked? Just blank. They tore off the tag of the old video. It was just a blank video. Like, I knew it was just, I thought it was a porn at first, but...
Well, in a way, to everyone but you, it was a porn.
Yes.
So, in this video, your father and your mother...
Yes.
...were performing oral sex on...
Two black guys.
Two black guys?
Yes.
Which is like three penises.
Yes.
Say it again, Jim.
The video wasn't taken at home. It was like probably in a motel or something. I know it wasn't at home.
You didn't recognize the crappy rust-colored furniture that you guys have?
So it was like planned or something.
Uh-huh. And your parents are racist, you say?
Yeah, towards blacks. And I don't know what the hell is this business.
And you have a black girlfriend?
Yes, and I don't know how to tell her it is.
And why would you tell her?
I don't know, because it's like, I don't know.
Hold on a second.
Totally bogus.
Really?
Yeah.
I know, but it's bizarre, but...
But he hasn't slipped. He hasn't slipped up yet, so we got to go with it.
He did sort of hash out his story there.
Yeah, story right, so we got to go with it.
Now, I understand the part about the racist parents whose kid dates the black girl.
Right.
It's usually the racist parents of a girl who dates the black guy because they're slightly more rebellious. The racist parents of a guy just turns into a racist.
I mean,
that's how they keep going, yeah. They think about it, otherwise they would have died off.
Yeah.
But the chicks, they date black guys. But he's dating a black girl. And I can sort of buy that. I mean, we do hear about that all the time. Your parents are racist, you screw with them. And there's a sort of intriguing element here, Drew, of somebody who's racist and, you know, it's sort of like the priest who's up there talking about fire and brimstone.
Abstinence.
And is up there banging one of the altar boys.
Right, right.
I'm a strong believer in that component of human beings. When people protest too much, look out.
And that is the premise of his sort of setup here.
Right.
Now, what I don't like is no question.
Right.
The question's bogus.
Should I tell my girlfriend? Yeah, that's not a question. All right, hold on. Jim?
Adam.
Yeah.
All right. I have another question. When's your next taping, like, for the one on MTV?
Oh, okay.
Can you answer that?
I have no idea.
All right.
I wish you could answer that and tell you the truth.
Yeah. If this were important to him, that would not be an issue.
No, that ain't it.
And by the way, he was starting to blurt something else out.
Oh, he was. All right. Carlos?
Oh, wait.
You on the toilet, Carlos?
Yeah, I'm all right. I feel asleep, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
This is my, this is an issue. Actually, my mom was born with psychic powers, you know, and I have psychic powers too. I can turn off, like, light bulbs, that's all I can do. What should I do with them?
What you do with your psychic powers?
Yeah.
Only good.
Yeah.
Don't use it for evil.
Huh?
You know any telephone number I can call, whatever, because...
Well, no, people call you. That's the way it works.
What else do you do?
Why don't you use your psychic power to figure out that number?
I can't, you know.
I want the psychic powers to know that we were about to...
Just for appliances and phone. Stuff?
Huh?
Carlos, your mom has psychic power, too?
Yeah.
So it's passed down?
And what does she do?
She's Christian, but she doesn't, you know.
She what?
She doesn't believe in that anymore.
And the psychic power thing.
Yeah.
And what makes you believe you have psychic power?
A lot of stuff, you know. Once, you know, I walk a light bulb, you know, one of those light bulbs are in the street.
Yeah.
They always turns off, you know.
Always?
Yeah, they're always.
Always?
Yeah.
Every time you walk by a street light? Every time?
Yeah, it's happening right now, too.
Right now?
Right now. How about the light in this room here? Maybe we can make that.
Can you shut the light off in the studio?
No, I can't.
Oh.
Can you shut Drew's wife up?
No, that's what I'm mad. I have no control of it. And it's kind of, I don't know. I have no control over it, you know?
All right. So
do you ever hear any voices?
Huh?
Do you ever hear any voices that aren't there? You just hear, think somebody's talking to you?
No.
And ever see anything that isn't there?
No.
Do you ever do any speed?
No.
All right. Where do you work?
I haven't got a job right now, but...
Oh, all right. You know, why don't you have a job?
Well, I don't. I'm just kind of like kicking it out, you know, but...
I see. All right, listen, Carlos. Forget about your psychic powers and get a job, all right? All right, there you go.
Except the problem is that's a delusion, and he probably has some real psychiatric stuff going on. That's why it's not working.
Well, his mom is a crackpot and thinks, listen, all you screwballs out there who communicate with the dead and have psychic powers and believe in astrology and numerology and biorhythms and all that, nonsense. Utter nonsense. It's idiots. It's always the same crap. Oh, I can talk to the dead. Yeah, listen, Drew, anyone pass away in your life?
Mm-hmm.
Who? Grandfather?
Mm-hmm.
What was his name?
David.
Was it David?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I'm talking to David.
You're supposed to tell me.
I'm talking to David, yes.
Who is it? Someone around here that begins with the letter D.
Yeah, has a vowel in his name? Yes. Oh, David, that's right. Jewish guy, right? David, yeah. David, first off, he tells me, he loves you very much. You're crying now. Yes, and that he's very proud of you, and that he looks over you, and he sees the work that you do, and he's smiling when he says this. And he says he misses you, and he misses the times, something with a field, a grass, lawn, perhaps. Did you guys ever go on a lawn?
That's where he's buried.
At the cemetery.
Yeah.
That's it. Yes.
Only place I ever knew him.
A lot. Oh, you never met him?
No.
Yes, but he knows you. And he's very proud. And he loves you very much. He's smiling. Okay?
Yeah.
Got $400, please? Kenny, what the hell's his name? The psychic of the stars. Kenny Kingston. Kenny Kingston was on this show, you know, talking about the sweet spirit. Ironic that he would phrase the sweet spirit that way, but... Kenny was on the show, and Kenny found out my house was like 75 years old and offered to come over to the house and perform an exorcism.
Didn't Bela Lugosi live there? Is that what you already said?
Bela Lugosi lived in every house over 200 grand that's in Southern California. And he wanted like $300 to come over that he was going to donate it to charity. And I said, Kenny, if you came over to my house, the only spirit that I'd want out of my house will be you.
Hi, this is Psychic Kenny Kingston, and you're listening to Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
There you go. Take it all the way to the bank. Uh-oh, sorry. Johnny?
Hi there.
You're 27?
That's right.
What's up?
Congratulations on finally getting a building permit for your garage.
Oh, no.
Different garage.
Different garage.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I could never pull the permit for the one above my house. Thank you.
You've been bitching about that for some time.
Yes, never could get a permit.
Hey. I'm applying for a space shuttle or something. Listen to that.
Jimmy Kimmel's name was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Whatever.
Tonight, really?
Sunday night.
Oh, really? Yeah. Was it a rerun?
I don't know. I don't watch it enough.
Hmm. Well.
The question was what noted sidekicks left his host. And, of course, the answer was Conan sidekick, whoever that was, Andy Richter.
Oh, and he was one of the possibilities.
But, yeah, answer C was Jimmy Kimmel.
Wow. Well, I'm not going to tell him. He's already inflated enough. Okay. So what's up there, Johnny?
Hey, what causes a person to harbor a fetish, such as anal sex?
Well, we think if, on females?
Right.
It's pretty complicated, and we think it has something to do with a need for sort of degradation and power and a way of experiencing yourself as in the erotic sense only when you're in that kind of position relative to another person.
Yeah, but we're not talking about fetishes in general. You're talking about specifically the anal sex one.
Fetishes in general are ways of avoiding overwhelming feelings attached to being really, really close to somebody.
So it's like, instead of actually having an intimate moment with someone, I'll just sort of act out my sexual agenda on them.
See, I've heard a lot of your opinions over the years, and I'm sure I'm not the first one to ask this question dealing with fetishes, but the answers never seem to apply to the situation as I feel it. I don't feel I need power. I don't feel that.
Actually, anal sex is one that confuses us, frankly. That's the best way I can come up with. I'm asking that one all the time because I hear about it when I go to colleges and stuff. A lot of preoccupation with it, and it generally seems...
All right, let me explain anal sex in guys and generally why guys are attracted to this, although when guys are obsessed with it, that may be a different story. Guys like to sort of push the envelope in every facet of life. And sexually, this is busting the envelope in half of your penis is basically what it's doing. I mean, this is pushing the envelope. This is doing something more than most people do, and sometimes than your partner wants to do. And you got to look at it this way. When you're 15 or 16, it's like if you could get a chick to give you some oral sex or something, it was a coup. I mean, it was a huge deal, right?
That's right.
And then you're like 20 and you had a girlfriend, and it's, you know, there's nothing else to push. But now, here's your next challenge.
But really,
and there is that aspect of it. But part of it, too, is a sort of a dirty, nasty degradation.
But part of it can also be, theoretically, sort of a fixation that develops along the developmental scale. In other words, like, are you super fastidiously clean?
No, not necessarily.
Or are you super dirty?
No.
Super.
I feel super normal.
You don't.
All right, well, how
fastidious vibe from him.
How obsessed are you on the anus?
Not very. It's just that.
Oh. Well, then why are we talking?
And then it's not a fetish. Fetish means you can't function sexually without it.
No, it's not that deep, but it's not to where I just I feel like having it every now and then. I do desire it more often than not. It's just that it's not the only way.
All right. But still not a pure
it's
fetish.
Not a fetish, then.
Yeah. I guess it's not the true definition, no, but I think it's going that direction. Can it get worse that way?
Yeah, fetishes can.
Yeah.
They do develop then?
Yeah.
Yeah, you may be going down that Hershey highway.
How do you feel? How do you feel affects you? What do you think it is? What's your experience with it?
I've not sat down and thought too much about it. I just, more lately, I've been in the same relationship now for six, maybe going on 7 years.
Yeah.
And I see it coming into play more and more.
Well, you've told us what it isn't. So what is it? If you know clearly what it is not, maybe you have some sense of what it is.
No, I don't follow.
What you said, it's not degradation, it's not aggression, it's not this, it's not that, but I have no idea what it is.
Well, maybe he's been in a relationship for 7 years since he was 20, and he's trying to stretch out a little.
Yeah.
And here's the next thing that people do, which is, I don't want to lose this relationship, but I want to experiment sexually. No, not bring someone else in. Yeah. I'm going to experiment with the same person.
Right. Say, well, I'm having anal sex with my boyfriend, and I don't want to, he wants to go all the way with me.
Sure, the mic was on. What are you talking about? I went to a commercial there. Jenna?
Hi.
You're 23. What's up?
Hi, Adam. Hi, Dr. Drew.
Hi.
I want to have a question for Dr. Drew. I want to know, how can you tell that you've had a miscarriage?
Your head of a child comes flying out of your vagina into the toilet.
Okay, but how?
Sweet.
I mean, because I think...
Anderson laughed. I want you to make note of it.
Biggest laugh Anderson's had all month, by the way.
All month? I'm sorry,
he was stone-faced when I went on my brilliant jag about Space Camp.
Let's go to break.
All right.
Talk about Space Camp. Jenna will be back in just a second, okay?
You really don't want to talk a little more about Space Camp? Aren't you interested in Space Camp?
All right.
We'll take a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to Jenna and find out how you know when you've had an abortion. Does that riff, Anderson?
Offspring.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I shouldn't have been surprised because they always have good riffs. Hey, I'm Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew over there, and let's get back to Jenna. She wants to know if she had a miscarriage.
Yeah.
Well, Jenna, you can't know for sure unless you had a pregnancy test and it was positive, and then after passing some tissue later, having a pregnancy test that's negative.
Okay, because I just had a discharge, and it was very, very strange, and my bleeding has been weird also, and I had small cramps.
Well, it's possible it's what it was, and certainly you should get it checked out, because if you think there's a possibility of pregnancy, it could be a tubal pregnancy,
uh-huh.
It could be a partial miscarriage, and need some stuff left behind that needs to be scraped out so it doesn't get infected.
Are you trying to get pregnant?
No, not at all. I actually got on the pill 3 weeks ago, so I was thinking that maybe it had an effect on it. It was a miscarriage. Because it was just very strange.
Yeah, but you've been on the pill for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And now you have some bleeding.
Yeah, but it's not.
Yeah, but you're going to get strange bleeding on the pill.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it was clumpy and...
You're going to get different bleeding on the pill, mid-cycle, mis-period. Until you figure out what pill works for you, it's going to be a little different.
Okay.
But if there's any question, because you can get pregnant the first cycle on the pill, you should talk to a doctor about it and get checked out to be sure.
Drew, can they put a sample of that through something?
Yep. Oh, yes.
So, if you're having discharge, and it's not discharge, it's an abortion.
Tissue.
I mean, it's a spontaneous abortion, and it's tissue.
Mm-hmm.
Will it just keep coming out, or will it just do it in one shot?
It can do either way.
And if it does, could you save a little of it and have someone put it under a microscope?
The doctor has to collect that, really.
What about the stool samples you bring in?
No, there's no fetus sample. A little litmus test for fetus.
They give you a little cup and a little spoon with a snap lid on it. Did they send that stuff in? Or they have to walk it in?
What?
You want to send crap in the mail?
You should walk that in.
You should?
Mm.
You ever ask for a stool sample?
Mm-hmm.
And how does that work? You give them a cup?
A little sort of basin that just fits over
That's NASA would have to figure that one out.
Yeah.
And how does it work? Then they put it in a little cup, and then they give it to you, and then you... and then you smell it and say, fine bouquet. Without being pushy.
It's kind of like French Connection where they...
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. You put your pinky in it. No, actually, you take your stiletto, and you put it right in it, and you lick it, and you go... That's pure stool-grade smack. And then you give a street value? All right, but they have to go home to produce that?
No.
I could get something going right in the office.
Oh, no doubt.
Absolutely no problem. I think I could crap it almost any time. I am so regular. Drew is so jealous of my ass. Because I take three or four good bowel movements a day.
Three or four?
I
That's
swear to
sick.
Hand of God.
That is. I'm not jealous. I'm horrified.
Well,
how do you get it? You masturbate three times a day. You bowel move three times.
Just constant movement.
It's just
yes,
stuff flowing out of you,
flying out. That's right.
And how do you get anything done? Nobody have to stress about framing for 3 days before you do it. You have to save up.
Listen. I have myself two or three good bowel movements
you have
a day,
yourself, yes.
A day, and you are jealous of that because
no.
You have three a week.
Yeah, but I would have time to have three a day.
You have three a week, and you are so jealous of my rectum. Sarah?
Hello?
You're 14.
Yeah. My boyfriend, he went to this one camp, and, before he went, he was, totally non-religious. And, he went, his mom sent him, and, he got brainwashed or something. Because now he says, oh, he can't have any more intimacy, and he wants to be a man of God.
All right. Why does mom send him? Because he was a troublemaker?
I don't know. No, he really wasn't a troublemaker, though, but I'm not exactly sure why his mom sent him. His mom would not tell him what it was.
Well, he obviously responded to it. He liked it.
Yeah, but, he said, he was really mad, when he got there, and then, they, did all these, things, and,
All right. Well, how old is he?
He's 14.
So is he continuing to go to some sort of religious center? I mean,
he changed churches to where all his friends went to. All his friends that were there, he changed churches and stuff.
To that church?
Huh?
Changed to where his friends were that were at the camp.
Yeah.
And what about, and why is this a problem for you?
Well, he's we can't be intimate anymore. And not that, that's a full relationship, but it's just you have to have some sometimes.
Were you having sex then before?
No, but we were going to.
Where's his dad?
All right, well, hold on.
Where's his dad?
Yeah.
His dad is, with him. Okay. They have, a family. They're not,
All right. But listen, Sarah's great. Sarah's and then he came back, and he said, sorry, we can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't need it every day, but I need some. And it's okay, have you guys had sex before? Well, no, but we're going to. How can he stop doing something he never did?
No, you couldn't do anything. All you can do is hold hands now.
All right. I bet if you offered to give him a BJ, he would turn to Satan immediately. That's right.
Sarah, do his parents like you?
They seem to.
And they know you guys are dating?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, I'm sure this is just a phase. He's probably just trying to get into heaven. What?
He's really serious about it, though.
All right. Well, then break up with him. What are we supposed to do?
I mean, is there any, I was going on the internet, and I found some things about, brainwashing and stuff, and they said, does it, ever wear off?
All religion is a subtle form of brainwashing, some just more than others. I mean, if you're talking about, born-agains, or Jehovah's Witness, or Hare Krishnas, or something, you're talking about full-fledged brainwashing. And then there are the Jews, who are just sort of mildly brainwashed. And there's this sort of day-to-day Christians and Catholics that are just only sort of brainwashed. But all religion is a form of BS brainwashing. I mean, really, break it down, kiddies. And the ones who live by it every day and the ones that are scared to go, the literalists, the people that think that the streets are paved with gold in heaven or you'll be going down into fire and brimstone for hell, those people are more brainwashed. But they're dumber. And the dumber you are, the easier it is to brainwash you. There's not so much brain to wash. It's like a mini car as opposed to a van. You see what I'm saying? When it comes to washing.
You don't
got a car wash, they want more for vans.
Yeah.
Because they're bigger.
Right.
If you pull in there in a moped, don't take too long.
Right.
The mopeds are the ones that go born again, Jehovah's, Hare Krishna, and all that.
I don't think he's been brainwashed. That he's been in a camp, and he has a new orientation, and you have to respect that. And these things do tend to decay, especially at his age.
He's one BJ away from embracing Santeria. That's what I'd do. If I was 15, a BJ, what, you want me to kill a chicken? Great. I'll be back in a minute. Mike?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up?
Yeah, first of all, can I give a shout-out to somebody?
All right.
My friend Kev.
There you go.
No.
Yeah.
Right. No, no.
No, he did. Well, what
first name and last name, it's sort of over at that point. You know
I was giving a shout-out to his friend.
Yeah, okay,
It's just me listening to me. Now his... Nobody would call with an intimate question and identify themselves that clearly. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that may be a good point. Right, go ahead, Mike. You have sores on your scrotum?
Yeah, they look like pimples, man.
Yeah. Are they painful?
Yeah.
Does pus come out of them?
Yeah.
And you have more than one?
Yeah, there's two of them. It's like on my left.
All right, you can get little carbuncles down there.
Two of them.
You get to leave me side by side.
Listen, let me tell you something as a guy, Drew. I know you're not going to admit to this, but all guys do. So you got to comb through your nads every once in a while. You get little blackheads on there, little whiteheads or whatever. I, that's one of the simpler joys of life is sitting on the pot and kneading your nads. You know what I mean? Just sort of combing over them.
Kneading them in a sort of spiritual sense?
No, I mean kneading them. Like
with a K.
Dough.
With a K.
Yeah, is that how it's spelled?
Yeah.
You know, I believe that reading poisons the mind, so spelling can't be far from that. But the point is you comb through your nuts, I don't know. I don't do it as much as I used to. A couple times a year when I'm on the pot, and, you know, and I got some time to myself, and you check them out, you see a little whitehead or something on there, you go at it.
Anderson's high. Anderson's laughing at everything you're saying tonight.
Anderson.
I am not laughing. I'm making a total grimace. It's disgusting.
He's reacting. I've never seen him react to anything you say.
He must have had a cup of coffee or something. Hey, Anderson, what'd you do? Get a raise or something?
That'll be the day.
Someone gave Anderson another $20 a week to pay attention, I think.
If it's up to you, I'm out of here, I think.
Don't? Really? What do you mean? Where are you going? If it was up to me?
Oh, yeah. I'm going.
Now,
it's up to you.
Now, listen. It's the devil you know. That's basically my motto in life. I don't like
you. He loves
Anderson.
What are you talking about? He's kidding.
You can't articulate yourself any better than that. Oh, Anderson, that son of a bitch. Listen, Anderson, don't you look at your nuts once in a while and, like, pop a whitehead or something that's on there? They're not whiteheads, but they're little balls, you know, little whatever,
sebaceous
ball cores.
Yeah,
they're little.
Yeah, sebaceous.
Yeah, squeeze those things right out of there. Look like little sea urchins
coming
out of there.
And when you're around puberty, oh, that's an image, boy. I wonder what to think about
that. Yeah, it's like one of those cake decorators that could just jumped on one of those pastry bags.
Toothpaste.
Yeah.
And
never do that
especially around puberty.
I just take my pearly peanut nodules.
Those things get infected around puberty and cause little abscesses. So.
Man, I miss my balls. I'm going to go home and check that tonight.
We'll put that in a cart. Man, I miss my balls.
Joseph?
Yeah.
You're 15.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up, mayonnaise?
Yeah.
I think the man show's pretty kick ass, honestly.
Thank you.
I've seen that show a whole bunch of times.
Good.
Well, I have a bisexual friend, and, you know, he's my best friend. And then I have me and my girlfriend, and my girlfriend wants to have a threesome with him. And during that, she wants us to perform oral sex, and I don't even want to go anywhere near that.
What's up with your girlfriend?
I don't know.
She a little chaotic?
No, not really. She's pretty cool.
Well, come on. She wants to watch you blow another guy?
I don't know. It kind of freaks me out when she asks me. But
how old is she?
15.
Doesn't this feel like the same impulse as the guy with the anal sex?
Sort of, but this is marginally more believable.
No, but I mean, this is an equivalent impulse for a female as
to watch.
Yeah, is that same kind of impulse?
Sort of, except for the guys, it's more exploration, and for girls, it's just purely effed up. I mean, she's screwed up, Joseph. She really is. She's a mess. You don't want to do this, right?
Hell no.
All right, so don't do it.
She's looking for something to freak her out.
She's looking for chaos.
Yeah, she's looking for reason to sabotage this relationship.
This thing's been going too smoothly for her, and she's gonna ruffle some feathers.
Mm.
She is going to agitate some things, all right?
All right.
Be prepared. Because if you squelch this one,
she'll find something
there'll else. Be something else.
Or she'll do something else.
Right. Maybe cheat, maybe whatever.
Yeah.
Take
a break.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, let's do that. Shall we regroup or just take a break?
Just a break.
Okay, we'll be back after this. Yep. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right, let's hop back on the phones and...
Awful back pain tonight for some reason.
Really?
Oh.
What's that?
I don't know. Your back strain or something.
I've had no back problems in my life, and I used to have tons of back problems in my life.
Once you got happy.
Not happy. Not miserable.
How dare you?
Do you understand the difference in my life?
Yes.
I went from being...
Totally miserable.
To not miserable.
Which is a big jump for you.
Huge jump. Better to be not miserable and sort of neutral than neutral to happy. That is a bigger jump.
I've been so sick all week. I spent a lot of time in bed. I think it's really screwed up that bad.
Victoria?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
My husband is 21, and after we have intercourse, like, as soon as it starts to go down, it gets real swollen, and he says it gets painful, and which only allows him to have sex once a day. He complains that it is very painful, and I don't know if that's normal, if he should see a doctor, or if that's just typical.
Why only having sex once a day? He's going to kill himself soon, right?
Why didn't he reduce it to maybe once a week?
Well, even because we have gone a couple of days without doing it, and he still has the same problem. It just happened like recently.
How did he get married at 16?
My mom's consent.
Really? Why do you want to get married at 16?
I have no idea. We love each other, and we have a son together, and
shocking.
Yes.
And okay, can you not have any more kids, though, please?
I'm not going to.
What are you doing to not have kids?
I'm on birth control.
Good girl.
You're on the pill?
Yes, I'm on the pill.
Great.
Don't mess that thing up. You hear me?
Oh, definitely not.
It's screwing like rabbits. You already got a kid. All right. So you're 16. You're mommy. You're married.
Yes.
You didn't finish high school?
I am finishing high school.
Yeah, don't bother.
What do you mean, don't bother?
Well, listen, you're not going anywhere. And a high school education is vastly overrated. You know that diploma?
Mm-hmm.
I've, not physically had a diploma because my high school wouldn't give me my diploma because they're in the book room, $20 for We the People. But I've never had a job, and I've been working for coming on to 20 years now.
You've never had
where they've asked me to see a diploma.
Right.
Well, I want to finish high school because I want to go to college.
Oh, that's a fine thing. More junior college. Listen, you're a mommy now. You raise that kid. That's what you do for the next 5-10 years, all right?
That's what I'm planning on doing.
Good. Don't worry about college. You're going to you'll actually be of college age. You'll be time to go to college. Your kid will be in high school.
I know.
All right. So where does he get this swollen penis, Drew?
How long are you guys doing your thing before he gets sore?
Anywhere to half an hour to an hour.
Okay. Well, that's why he's sore.
But, I mean, every day it's like that? It gets.
No, once you cut it down, try it a shorter period of time, less frequently. I mean, actually, he's actually hurting himself with this.
He's aggravating himself.
Yeah.
Even
I mean, look.
He may have to lay off for a couple of weeks, actually, to get things to cool down.
Let's put it this way. Victoria,
mm-hmm.
Let me explain the penis to you.
Okay.
It is not impervious to injury. You understand?
Yeah.
It is flesh and blood, just like any other appendage on the body. And if I said, you know, if I called in and said, hey, I've been hitting a heavy bag barehanded for about an hour a day, every day,
my knuckles
are getting sore. Well, of course, the obvious answer was, you can't hit the thing every day for an hour.
There's even more illogic in the question, which is, now, I'm going to keep doing it every day. What do you suggest I do?
Right. I'm not going to stop.
Yeah.
Yes, you're aggravating that. And, the penis is kind of weird because the penis is very delicate in many ways, but it's very versatile and durable in other ways. My penis is taking tons of abuse.
Yeah.
And as you've seen, it shines like a new dime. Thank you very much. What is that sound?
That was my microphone.
Oh, okay. Are you messing with something?
My hand touched the microphone. This is Westwood One, okay?
You know you're not supposed to fondle the equipment. All right. Where are we? Thomas?
Yeah, hi guys.
You're 26. What's up?
I was just wondering if you could maybe discuss any negative health issues. Sorry, that could come up from using a penis ring during.
Oh, sexual. Adam, you had that opportunity to walk him through your inventory
of penis rings.
Yeah, at your store.
I'm not allowed to say that word on the air. Don't you remember the C ring?
Yeah, remember the way you said it though. You can say it though.
I can?
You can't say...
I can say C-ring?
You can't say... Yes, you can say that, and you can say penis ring.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Are you done? It's your store. It's only funny if I get to say the entire word. You understand, Drew?
Well, penis ring is funny, too.
No. You really got to learn a lot about comedy in life. Thomas?
Mm-hmm?
You don't put your nuts through this ring, too, do you?
No.
You just put your penis through it.
Yes.
And let me get this straight.
The whole thing
no. poor naive Drew. You put this thing through your penis, right? Around your penis. Sort of before you become erect? Or wait, while you're sort of like leathery?
Yeah.
And then as...
He never used one.
And then as you chub up, it sort of holds...
The blood like, in.
Yeah, that's...
It's like a tourniquet.
Yeah.
Tourniquet. You've never used one though, right?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of looking into it.
Right.
Yeah, why do you need one?
It's not really necessarily a need, but I'm kind of in hopes to prolong intercourse. I'm not sure
that it would actually necessarily do that. My concern is it could cause priapism, can cause painful sustained erections.
It would prolong your erection, but I don't know if it would delay ejaculation.
From the few things I have read about it, they seem to point to after you ejaculate, it will kind of allow you to retain an erection longer.
Well, who needs it? I can't get rid of mine fast enough. I'll hit mine with a rolled-up newspaper. My penis stays erect 10 seconds after ejaculation. That's 10 seconds too long.
You get out of here.
Get! You take that erection out of the house. Don't you bring that in here. Yeah, what do you need it for? You're done.
Okay.
All right. There is some potential risk, obviously.
You could use them. Use it sparingly.
But I think the one... Didn't somebody explain to us that they put everything through them?
Yeah, they have these ones where you cram your sack in. But that doesn't... That's... No. I'm not into that. That's not right. No. And if you can get your nuts and your Johnson through a standard penis ring, that's a bad sign. And if it's a pinky ring, then you really got trouble. I don't know. Use it once in a while. Listen, everyone, stop experimenting with your penis. My penis works so well. It really does. I wish I could kiss it. I really do. I really do. My penis is so functional. It really is. It does everything I ask it to do. It's like a... You know, my penis would be like a Toyota of penises. You know, maybe like a Camry, a Toyota, a Corolla, or something. Maybe step up. Yeah, I'd say like a Camry. You know, not flashy.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't turn too many heads going down the street.
So not too big,
but reliable, very reliable.
Is the Camry coming in a two-door?
How dare you, Shauna?
I have a question for Dr. Drew.
If my penis was a car, it would have no door. You'd have to crawl into the sunroom. All right, Shawnee, you're 28.
Little clown car, has all the clowns.
You'd crawl into the exhaust pipe. It would be a Mini Cooper.
Yeah, I had a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah, Shawnee, okay, buddy.
I'm kind of worried about my husband having a fetish.
Hold on, Drew's trying to blow himself. Drew, get back up here, would you?
Killing me. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Good one.
I ate his armpit hair on a sandwich. And
perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
It is normal?
Mm-hmm.
Anderson?
Okay. Because he really liked it. I kind of turned him on.
Uh-huh. That you ate his... What kind of sandwich?
It was just bread and mayonnaise and armpit hair.
I'll tell you, if it was Miracle Whip, I'd really heave. It's not that white trash Miracle Whip, is it?
No, I hate that
thing. Oh, that stuff is so bad.
It wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, he kind of wants it to go a little farther, like ass grass sandwiches and brown sauce.
Hold on. Ass grass sandwiches and brown sauce?
Oh, okay, we now have, James has been displaced.
James, the one whose dog who had sex with him.
When people always ask us what's the weirdest call, we always say James, but no. It's Shauna.
Remember Shauna's name, Shauna?
Yeah.
Really?
Do you think that's too odd?
No, I think it's a perfectly healthy outlet. And
pumpernickel or white?
What do you go with?
I prefer something better than white.
And so you ate his armpit hair.
Yes.
See, let me explain something when it comes to eating stuff that comes off other people's body.
Okay.
Very slippery slope. And let me tell you where that slope ends. The ass. You understand? Yeah. That is, all canyons lead to the anus.
It's all a mud slide when you get back.
Yes, if it was, if
God did not go away.
If it,
we're gonna talk some more.
If it was a ski resort, it would be called Ass Mountain, and every run would just lead right to the anus. And they start high up on the hill. You can't even see the anus.
Above the clouds.
Starting up, hey, have an eyelash. Have a little booger. How about smearing a little earwax on a wrist? Fantastic. But eventually, it's to the anus. And these are all the little baby steps you take before you get to the big ass sandwich. That big meatball sandwich. And that's why you get started. No one wants you to eat the armpit hair, but they do want you to eat the ass. All right, we're going to take a little break, and we'll get back. We're going to pray Shauna doesn't have kids.
I'm saying prayer right now.
Okay.
You're going to be a religious person.
All right, I will. We'll be back. Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. And according to one of the Loveline fans, the smartest man alive, they created an MP3 about me. What is an MP3?
It's a music. Piece of music you can download.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't be too smart. I don't know what MP3 is.
I know what a computer is, so.
What's that?
Mm.
One of those places, now those places where they keep the books have computers.
Libraries.
Too, right? Huh?
Bookstores. Libraries.
A library? Doesn't even have the word book in it, man. It's like, whatever. Anyway, should I tell people where they can find this thing?
Sure.
Really?
Why not?
All right. I don't know how this stuff works. www.phase4.cjb.net.
Yeah.
And under the download section. Hey, Anderson, can you do that? No.
We don't have the line here for it.
Oh,
wait, can I have a yellow pad there, please?
Yeah. Okay.
Back to Shauna.
Yeah, where were we?
Give me the old path over there by your right.
Okay,
elbow.
Now hold on there, Bucko. What are you got? What are you doing? Some more garlic? Relax. Shauna?
Yeah.
So, do you have any kids?
I do, as a matter of fact.
See? Prayers were not answered.
It breaks my hymen when I hear that.
How many?
Shauna?
I have two.
And this is your husband we're talking about?
Yes.
All right, let's just recap here. Shauna's husband recently, right?
Yes.
Asked you to eat a sandwich that was made with armpit hair, right?
Correct.
Mayonnaise.
Right.
Bread.
White bread.
And armpit hair.
White bread.
Right.
And what about a little mustard in there?
No, no mustard.
You don't like mustard?
I do, but he didn't have any on that.
I see. Okay. And how much armpit hair would you say was in there?
Probably a fourth of a cup.
Really? So it was
Did he cut it off?
He shaved it off with razors from Chevron.
From Chevron?
Yes.
See, I figured he was using a Mobil or Exxon razor.
No. I thought Bic all the way.
They were Gillette and he bought them at Chevron.
Oh.
I see. Bought them at Chevron.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's almost too much detail.
And where did you buy the bread? Is that at
Thrifty?
Huh?
Where'd you buy the bread and the mayonnaise? Or like trace the origin of the sandwich?
At Conoco at the convenience store.
I see. Okay.
All gas station bought goods.
I see. Yes. Does he work at a gas station?
No, he doesn't.
Okay. Was it important?
How dare you?
Was it important that you tell us where he bought the razor?
Yes.
It was?
Yes.
That's going to factor in at some point here? Okay.
No, they were just crappy razors.
I see. The one wasn't even a nice razor.
Maybe the truck driver that sort of
ties
that.
What's he do for a living? He works with children?
Excuse me?
Does he work with children?
No, he doesn't.
I see. What does he do?
He does wiring harnesses for F-16s.
Oh, military.
Reassuring.
He works for the defense program. So is he out here? Or is he in Atlanta? Where is he?
No, in Utah.
Oh, in Utah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, all right. Fantastic. These are the kind of men we want working on these airplanes.
Yeah.
So he trimmed all of the hair from both armpits?
Yes, all of it.
All of it, and he put it in a sandwich, and you ate the entire sandwich.
That's correct.
And what did he do in response to that?
What did he do?
Yeah.
Well, he got turned on off of it.
Ejaculating.
Was he touching himself while you're doing it?
No, but afterwards he was.
And did you guys make love afterward?
Yeah.
Okay.
That must have been beautiful. I bet you heard violence.
No.
And did you cough up a fur ball at some point? I mean, how does that work?
And I still feel like I'm going to.
Yeah, but yeah. You move along the food chain a little bit.
And
huh?
Shauna, why? Okay, I don't want to get into why yet, but now, what was his second request?
The ass graft.
He went right to that?
He went right to
that? Yeah.
Now, that's just ass hair?
Yeah, with a side of brown sauce.
And
how is he planning to harvest this stuff?
Is the side of brown sauce what we think it is?
Yes, it is.
I see.
Does it have to be?
Still, have you ever tasted Vegemite, Shauna?
Excuse me?
It's worse.
Vegemite is still a little bit worse than what we're talking about here.
Okay.
You've been praying for this?
You could have married in Australia and done worse. But he was going to shave his ass now, right?
Yeah, with electric clippers.
Electric clippers. Onto another sandwich?
Yes.
This sounds like a hero or a hoagie-sized sandwich, though, right?
It probably would be, yeah.
So you can take this one type of bread.
And then take a little fecal matter and put it on there?
Uh-huh.
On the sandwich?
Yes.
So really not a side, after all.
Well, no, not necessarily.
No. And maybe a little ranch that he produced on the side there for you? For dipping.
Maybe.
And are you entertaining the notion of eating this sandwich?
Not really.
No.
I'm wondering if it's going to be a problem with him.
Well, why did you eat the first fur sandwich?
Well, I ate the first one to win some concert tickets.
Was this like a radio contest or something?
Uh-huh, yeah.
You left that out.
Oh, starting to scare me a little.
Wow.
What concert did you go to? Like REO Speedwagon or something?
I do have one yet, but it's Poison, Dokken, Cinderella, and Slaughter.
It's the Hanspins of Rockstar. Yeah, they blew through here the other day.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, they're like Irvine or something.
Oh.
All right, so you did this as part of a radio stunt.
Yeah.
And
are you calling from Cleveland?
No, she's calling from Utah.
No, sorry, Utah.
So that sort of puts it into context, doesn't it? That's a big word that means it makes sense
purpose.
Now.
Creates purpose.
Yeah, that's right. What's that?
I wonder if it's going to become a major problem.
So you sort of feel that you triggered something, you unleashed something.
Yeah.
And now he's taking it to the ultimate.
Oh, yeah. But let me tell you something. The S sandwich is, if you ate armpit hair for Poison and Dokken, the S sandwich has to be the three tenors on New Year's with Barbara Streisand opening. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's going to take more than, Uriah Heep getting back together for you to eat an S sandwich, right?
Right.
And there may be no concert tickets in your future. It may just be pure ass, right?
That's true.
All right, so how hell-bent is he on this next sandwich? And doesn't that make you nervous to be married to a man who wants you to eat his poo?
It does. It really does.
It makes me nervous for you.
Sort of a bad, sort of symbolic sign, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Is he aggressive in other ways?
Sometimes, yeah.
Is he physically abusive with you?
No.
Just real aggressive.
Yeah.
And how old are your kids?
9 and 10.
Oh, I hope they're girls.
One girl, one boy.
Oh, listen.
No, this is too much for the girl.
Okay, but listen, don't let him abuse that boy, and then he goes to school and starts beating up other kids and all that kind of crap, right? You take care of those kids?
I would.
Don't let him screw with those kids.
No, I wouldn't do that.
And Shauna, you need to sort of stand up for yourself, would you? Stop eating so much poo.
Humble pie.
Okay.
Yeah, and don't have any more kids, all right?
I won't.
I'm deeming you unfit.
Okay.
I mean, really, your kid's going to, have an M80, I'm tossing M80s into the fireplace while your daughter's roasting marshmallows, and you're just going to be laughing like a hyena. you think it's a good idea to eat a hair sandwich?
Well, I don't know if that's a good idea. That's what I'm wondering. He's the one who wants to do it.
Yeah, but the fact that you're even wondering and that he's asking is what scares us.
Yeah, what goes on in that house? How does this work? Oh, Drew, could you imagine you saying to your wife,
oh, I'm just eating a sandwich.
Yeah, that's right. We're out of pate and escargot. How about a sandwich? Can you imagine you saying to your wife, I'd like to take this little Duke and spread it on a Kaiser roll.
Thank
and
God. God bless her that she would not even entertain. In fact, I'd be
she called police. She could use a little of that, though.
She called
all police. Women could benefit from just a little S, just a little poo consumption gene in them. Oh, my God. Your wife, what she would do to your nuts with her shoe. Be amazing. She would actually, you know, I think instead of just kicking you in the nuts, she would actually pull your nuts off, take them to a concrete slab and beat them with her shoe. Like hold them down and beat them with one of her pumps.
As they jump around.
Listen, Shauna, no more kids and don't eat any more stuff that comes off your husband. Tanya, and let me just, I got to check one quick thing with Tanya.
Shauna.
I mean Shauna, sorry. Shauna?
What?
Do you swallow during oral sex?
Of course.
Okay. I was about to be outraged if you didn't. All right. Tanya?
Yeah.
All right, you're 17. What's up?
Okay, between the times I was 13 till I was 14, I had got raped 5 times between that time span. And since then, I guess you could say I'm scared of males. I mean, because my boyfriend right now, I can't, I'm scared to even be around him.
Was it the same guy each time, or were there multiple males involved?
A different.
Five different guys,
starting at age 13?
Between the times I was 13 till I was 14.
Anything happened before you were 13?
Yeah, between that time span.
Anything happened before you were 13?
Yeah, when I was 3, but I don't remember it.
Yeah, well, that makes
so,
sense.
But it sort of
set you up,
propelled that. I mean, it's sad and it's an unpopular view to take, but from doing this show, we know someone who gets raped 5 times in 4 years had something happen to her before the first rape. And so that's what's propelling this.
Well, I mean, I was at a party with a couple of friends of mine. There was more guys than there were.
I know, but listen, hey, Tanya.
All my friends.
Tanya.
Huh.
It doesn't matter what the story is. It just keeps happening.
There's a victimizer around every corner, and they will find you.
Because I've done been to a doctor. They put me on Paxil and Prozac and all this other
stuff. Good. That's good.
What happened to you when you were 3?
When I was 3, I got molested by my stepbrother.
And what about after that? Anything?
I used to get beat by my granddaddy, but I'm not living with him anymore.
Good. Is he dead?
No, he's still alive.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'm about to move in with my boyfriend.
How old is he?
Oh, he's 20.
Yeah, we don't trust him.
Oh, he's a sweetie.
Yeah.
Really?
Right now.
Yeah, I mean, I've done spend night down there. He hasn't, you know, treated me any way. He's really sweet.
Yeah, for the moment.
Where are you calling from?
Georgia.
Where am I in Georgia? Yeah? Oh, okay. Hey, how long have we been on in Georgia?
How long
about
have
you
been in Georgia?
About a year?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, I knew that. Tanya?
Uh-huh.
All right, okay. You got to get a little therapy because of all the rape and molesting and everything else that's going on in your life?
No medicine.
Oh, yeah, but a little therapy wouldn't hurt either, you know?
You don't do a lot of good as a group, a women's group.
I just throw away the pack, Phil.
A women's group would do a lot of good for you because there's going to be issues with this guy. There just are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What's he do
for a living?
Oh, what's he do? He paints cars.
Oh.
Metal.
Yeah, that's bad. Works around a lot of Bondo, huh? All right. Listen, keep an eye on him. We don't trust him, all right?
I will. By the way.
And nothing wrong with him. I mean, it's just that you picked him, and we don't trust you.
By the way, what?
Oh, by the way, I just want to say, Adam, you're a cutie.
Oh, yeah?
Well, that's strike,
yeah,
strike right. 3.
You're fine, baby. You don't need any of that.
Hey, it's okay for a little compliment. Got it.
Yeah.
It speaks volumes about what's going on with you.
When do you think I'm at my hottest, Tanya? Is it at over the radio or on one of my multiple TV shows?
I saw you on a TV show. I think you're adorable.
Yeah.
Oh,
sure. Thank
you. I have a compliment.
That's right. Nothing wrong with that, Tanya.
I
label you sane and adjusted. You're officially self-actualized. You need no therapy. Throw away your medication. All right?
You already did.
Oh, you already did. All right.
I don't want to get addicted on it like my mother is. She's a pill.
That is not addictive medication, Tanya.
Tanya?
You shouldn't be.
A lot of other
I understand, but that's not addictive what you're taking.
All right, get to the therapist. Oh, my God.
Do not unilaterally disregard what you've been instructed to do by your physician.
Oh, wait a second. Tanya?
Yeah.
Please don't have any kids.
I already got one.
Oh.
He's about to turn two.
Boom! He should be taken away.
Uh-oh.
Shocking.
I'm a very good mother.
No, you are not.
Wait a minute. What do you think this guy's going to do with the two-year-old? The Bondo guy.
He's going to use him. He's going to use him to chalk the tires of his truck so it doesn't roll down the driveway at night.
That'd be the best thing.
Jesus Christ! Hey, Tanya.
Yeah.
Can you be fixed? Can you be sterilized?
I'm on the shot.
You are
good.
Who suggested that?
My mother.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought she was the crazy pill popper.
She is.
She should be sainted.
Yeah.
All right. Do not get pregnant again. Do you hear me?
Trust me.
Don't do it.
I'm not.
You sure you don't want to give this one away?
2 years old.
I love him more than anything else in this world.
Too late. Listen, I do not leave him alone with this guy. Don't touch your mic.
I'm just trying to fix it. Do not leave him alone with that guy. You don't know what he's about. If she's picked him, he's a child abuser. Think about it.
Yeah. Oh, that kid would be better off being raised by giant sea turtles. A family of
kindly sea turtles.
A family of turtles. And I don't mean cartoon turtles. I just mean regular turtles.
Yeah, no.
Would be more suited to raising this child. Oh, my God. Got a two-year-old. Oh, you wonder. Hey, does everyone want to know where the new batch of criminal strippers, insane people, and welfare recipients are coming from? Listen to the show. Don't believe me? You want to go talk to Tanya's mom? See where she's at right now? Let's go talk to Tanya's mom's mom. See how old she was. You know what I'm saying?
They're addicts, too, so it's an addiction history. It's unmanaged, undealt with.
When are we going to put that together as a society? I can't, and you can't, be the only ones who have thought of this. Don't the powers that be know about this?
In election years, bring it up.
Oh, that goofball Maxine Waters. I can't get over how stupid that woman is. I don't care if she listens to the show. I don't care if she's going to raise my taxes and not get my garbage picked up. I talked to this woman on Politically Incorrect about the morning after pills. She had no idea what I was talking about. That's job one, honey.
I was on a local newscast here in Los Angeles, and I was talking about emergency contraception.
See, that's, you do local stuff. I do national stuff. That's the difference.
But but it was some very, you know, very accomplished professional reporters went, wait a minute, how does that work? You get pregnant within minutes of intercourse, right?
Right.
Within minutes.
Hey, listen, people don't understand how this technology works. It takes an abortion pill.
It takes up to 3 days to get pregnant after you've had intercourse. The sperm sits around there waiting for an egg to be released.
Right now, mine's in the hamper biding its time.
Waiting for an egg.
Listen. We got to stop having screwed up people have so many kids. That's it. End of problem. We'll then be living in a utopia. Steve?
Yeah, you want my girlfriend to go kick Maxine Waters' ass?
Yes. Could she?
Yeah, she's pretty mean.
Yeah, let me give you my Maxine Waters read. Seemed like a nice enough woman. Just, I'll tell you, seemed like Aunt Esther from...
Cleveland Junction?
No, Aunt Esther from Sanford and Son.
Oh.
Just the idea that this woman was in charge of anything, I found bizarre.
I don't believe you said that.
She just didn't seem to know what was going on. I can't imagine what she fills her day with. And she told me what she filled her day with. I said, what about this morning after? And he goes, oh, we just argue with the Republic. We argue all the time. We just argue back and forth. Nothing gets done, basically. We just argue. I'm like, can't you do? Really? That's what you do? You just argue all day?
Well, that's why we need a new party, guys.
Oh,
seriously. It's time. Don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
The what's called the Bull Moose Party or the Corolla Party or something. A new party, that's all.
Steve?
Yeah, I got something for you real quick.
You got a fart?
You get that?
Yeah, I heard that. Is that real?
Yeah.
Nice.
Kind of wet, though.
Right out of your ass, huh?
Yeah.
What, are you living on an airboat? What is that in the back? A fan?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, man, are you white trash?
Yep, trailer and everything.
You got that oscillating thing going 1,000 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's one of those Home Depot fans.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys got a swamp cooler on top of that?
It's a trailer.
On the trailer?
No.
You don't even have a swamp cooler?
No.
You know what a swamp cooler is? Yeah. It's like poor guy's air conditioning. Yeah. Yeah, it drips on your head, makes noise. But other than that, it doesn't change the temperature at all.
No.
Do you seriously live in a trailer?
No.
Oh. All right, well, turn that fan down, would you?
Hey, hold on.
Thank you. Wow. It's like the deck of a carrier in World War II. I'm picturing a guy with, like, a goggle and a flashlight going, go! Like, Tora, Tora, Tora. All right, Steve. So what do you want?
Actually, the question's fake. I just wanted to thank you guys. I called in a couple months ago. That guy wanted to kill me.
Oh, yeah.
And how you
for farting on him?
No, for singing North to Alaska.
Oh, that's right.
What?
North to Alaska, come on, the rush is on.
What?
You advised me to go ahead and go to school if he was in custody, Drew, and Adam told me to ditch.
Right. There was some guy bopping around school that went and kicked Steve's ass or something.
And what happened?
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm cool.
No, he died 3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
See, the guy said, what? He was the guy who sung North to Alaska, though?
Yeah, the kid was asleep, and he went up and he yelled it in his ear, Steve yelled North to Alaska.
Oh, that's right.
Boy,
North to Alaska.
But he got real weird in the middle of class.
The rush is on.
There's sort of no reason for it, and he overacted.
Right. I know. It's not a good enough story to really recount here. Yvonne?
Hello.
You 22?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I've recently grown a visible dark hair on my upper lip, and I've shaved it about 2 days ago, and I've formed razor burn on my lip. Now, I was just wondering how to get rid of it.
Yeah. Well, why'd you shave it? Why didn't you wax it?
I don't know. It was faster. Well, I had the supplies with me.
You know what? There's a medicine that's coming out within a week or two that is specifically designed as a cream that will take off facial hair on women.
Just facial hair?
Female facial hair growth, yeah.
Why just facial?
There's something unique about that hair growth.
And you just put it on topically?
Yep. It's going to be extremely, extremely useful. So keep your eyes open for that, Yvonne. That's something that'll take that away, okay?
Oh, is that
okay.
Prescription?
Be by prescription, yeah.
Why?
It's by prescription?
Why?
It will be. I don't know. I'll find out more about it.
Okay, listen. It's time for my prescription drug speech one more time. What is the danger in topical medications being put over the counter?
There's some estrogen in it, and people with breast cancer need to be monitored, maybe thromboembolic disease.
Who cares? Look, people can do anything. People can go to the store and buy a lighter fluid and Sterno, and they can drink that. They can buy tequila. They can buy guns. They can buy a crossbow. We can be trusted with all of this stuff. I mean, when you say, in your sporting goods store, you could go, yeah, well, why can't you sell people crossbows? Well, because when we sell it to the guy, he may take 10 paces, turn around, and put it right through the salesman's heart. Or he could walk outside and shoot a tire. Or he could shoot it into the air and kill a bald eagle. I mean, there's a thousand. He could rob a bank with it. There's a thousand scenarios. Many more scenarios under which you could not sell a crossbow to someone. Right?
Right.
Many more than rubbing on something that was 2%. Retin-A or something like that, or some sort of topical medication, right?
Yeah.
But yet, we live in a society where we trust people to be responsible enough to sell them crossbows, and then they can go across the street and buy a fifth of tequila. And we live in that society, right?
Right.
You can go across the street, you can load on tequila, go into the Big Five, buy a crossbow. And then you can go across the street and get some anal porn. Okay? And he can get drunk and he throw the anal porn in the air and try to shoot it with a crossbow across the street from a school. And that's fine. But if there's but the shampoo that kills crabs in your pubic hair, prescription. Only the crap that doesn't work is over the counter. The stuff that works, you gotta blow the doctor to get that. Why? Because you can't be trusted. With what? Shampoo that kills crabs? Where are you going with that shampoo? What is your sinister plan? What are you going to drink it? And if you're going to drink it, what's to stop you from drinking Drano and coffee or toner?
Right.
Okay. So let's just trust or make everything illegal. If we can trust people to put gas in the car, not in their mouth, if we can trust people not to just spread the gas all over the gas station, throw a cigarette down. We trust people to do things like this every day. to trust people who drive in a car not to just swerve into oncoming traffic. Everything seems to work out okay. What's up with the drugs? What's up with the medication? What's up with the crib shampoo? How badly is someone going to injure themselves with this? And if they do, who cares? Because they would have drank in the coffee toner by then anyway. You, right?
Yeah.
What is this? Why? Why can't... And you know this chick, she doesn't have any money, she doesn't have a doctor, she doesn't have any resources. She's going to walk around with a looking like Raleigh Fingers with this mustache for the next 10 years. She's not going to be able to get this crap over the counter. Why not just put it over the counter? All right. That's what I say. I say money. I totally agree with that. Drew says no.
I don't know.
How dare you?
I don't know.
You should know. You make it your business to know. Find out. It's got to be money. I'll tell you what it is. It's two things, and they both lead to each other. Money and lawyers.
Mm.
And you might as well just say lawyers. Because it's the same goddamn word now. But it's got to do with lawsuits, and it's got to do with money.
Probably.
And listen, it's not all these lawyers. These lawyers got to represent somebody. And a lot of people who they represent are you a-holes out there with your frivolous lawsuits. And believe me, if I got in charge, you'd pay. You would pay dearly for that.
Throw a lawsuit and then the crossbow turned on you.
Yeah, listen, shut up, Anderson. I'm on a roll here.
All right. Okay.
Here's my lawsuit take, Drew.
Yeah.
And you've heard it before, but it is what I will. It is a system I will install when I'm in power. Whatever it is you claim happened to you, and we find out it didn't happen to you, that's what we do to you.
Mm.
No time in jail. No fine. You claim you got a bad back and you can't work, and we see videotape of you on the rodeo circuit, we just bust you up.
We give you a bad back. Yeah.
That's right. We turn you in.
If you want it so badly, we'll give it to you.
To the opposite of a liar.
All right.
Thank you. All right. We'll take a little break. We'll be back with Michelle. She's been married for 8 years. She wants to know why she's craving women. She's 25. Mm. Married since she was 17.
Mm.
All right.
Huh.
After this. Bill, this is Adam Carolla, and that's my partner, Dr. Drew. And you're listening to us on the hottest sports talk of Gainesville, 1430. You got it. Let's talk to our first fan on the air. Yeah, you want to find out what's going on with the Magic this year?
Yes.
Hi, Michelle. What's going on?
Hi. I don't know. I've been married for 8 years, almost 8 years in September, and... I've been with women before, but lately, and I haven't been with them for a long time, but lately it's been really strong, like the drive to be with a woman.
You've been with women before you were married?
No, after. I was married.
Uh-oh.
He knows. Mm. He knows about everything.
Why?
Because he wanted me to.
He wanted to be with women?
Yes.
Because he thought that would be good for you to explore yourself, or...
It's because of my curiosity. I was like, I didn't like to watch it, but I was like, I don't know what it would be like to be with a woman. And then he said, well, why don't you try it?
Was he wondering the same thing?
Huh?
Was he kind of wondering the same thing, what it would be like for him to be with another woman?
Not for him. No, he wanted me. He wanted to watch.
I see. Did he get to do that?
Yes.
Son of a bitch.
Yes, most of the time, almost all the time.
All right.
And that's fine. I don't care that he's there and everything.
How many times did you do it?
Have I been with a woman?
How many? Yeah, okay.
About more than 5 times, maybe 7 or 8 times.
Wow. You got kids?
Yes.
All right. How many?
3.
Oh, mama. Oh, boy. All right. So,
anyways, I haven't been with one for a long time, and yeah. I like it. It's not a need. I don't feel like it was a need at first.
Right.
But now it's like, I have to, it's weird, and I don't know, I'm worried, because I'm really happy with him.
Nah.
He pleases me a lot, it's just the woman thing, I have to have one, I don't know.
Are you,
yeah. What's up with you?
I don't know.
Where's your daddy?
My daddy?
Yeah.
Married to my mother?
Yeah.
Still.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Alcoholic?
25th.
Yeah, there you go.
Was he an alcoholic?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
You ever do anything to you?
No. There was one time when I thought he was looking at me under my blanket, but I wasn't sure about all that. That was just one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything ever happened to you before?
I was raped.
How old were you?
When I was 15. I was a virgin.
Yeah.
Does that have anything to do with it?
It helps, but we're looking for something a little earlier.
No, that was it.
Nothing?
As far as I know, yeah. I was 15. That was before. I was sexually active before I was 15. I was oral sex and stuff, but there was no sex.
How old were you when that all started?
9.
14.
14.
Yeah. Who raped you when you were 15?
My boyfriend.
Oh, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
You guys are dating.
What?
He's kidding. He's kidding.
Sort of, but not really.
Kidding.
All right.
I like him. I hate him.
Yeah, okay. All right, but your dad, what did your dad do for a living?
What does he do? He's a piano technician.
I knew it.
What? What? How did you know that?
Okay. He tunes pianos?
No, he puts in systems for pianos.
Oh.
He makes them play by themselves electronically.
Oh.
It's his own business.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Your husband or your
I knew he worked with player piano.
My dad.
Yeah, and what about your mom? How is she?
She's the one with wonderful woman.
All right, so your dad did a little drinking, huh?
Well, my mom does too. She just drinks wine, but it's on a daily basis.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Did they ever hit you?
My dad did, yeah.
Yeah,
all right. My See, you got some daddy things.
But why does that have to do with women? I don't understand.
Well, I think what you're doing now is you're kind of acting out a little. And I think you're going to screw this relationship up, and I think you know it too. And listen, you're in a relationship. You have 3 kids. You've been married for 7 years or 8 years. And you're not saying, I want to see a woman. You're saying, I want to see someone else.
A woman. No, I don't want to see another man.
Yeah, but
but a woman is not your husband.
A person.
That's someone else.
Yes.
And it's a convenient excuse to see somebody else, but that's somebody else.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
You should be looking for ways to create stability in your relationship, not destabilize it.
Who said that, Drew?
Yeah.
You got 3 goddamn kids, you crazy broad. Why don't you start acting like a mother?
I do act like a mother. I haven't been with one for like 2.5 years.
All right. How old are you?
I've been my mother for so long.
How old are your kids?
7, 6, and 2.
All right, so they're all around, except for the 2-year-old. And she was in you while this other chick was on you. Oh, boy. Oh, man. Hey, listen.
That's screwed up square.
Listen, stop screwing your kids up. Settle down.
They're not with me, though.
Believe me. Let me tell you something. They're not with you while you're going down on another chick, but they're there when you get home.
It isn't.
They got a screw.
It's when they're asleep.
Yeah. Who cares? They got a screwed up mom. They're awake.
Who's creating instability? You're creating chaos.
Yeah, stop it.
Can I have both?
No, you're gonna screw. Both. You're gonna screw your kids up worse than your parents screwed you up.
Your husband doesn't beat your kids, does he?
No.
Is he not a violent guy?
Do you hit your kids?
Never.
You don't hit your kids.
Oh, I think their butt if they get in trouble, but that's not me.
Right,
I don't beat them, no.
Alright, we gotta start building more prisons. I gotta go. Alright?
Okay. It's not legal for you to hit your children. Do you understand that?
It's not legal for you.
Let's
just make this clear. Yeah. It's not legal to hit your kids.
Oh, who cares?
Wait a minute. Never
did anybody no harm.
Okay. I beg your pardon. We talk to people all night long, and you're one of them. It sets you up as a victim.
Yeah, your dad did a little beating on you, right?
Yeah, but not like that. He hit me worse than I ever hit my kids, ever.
Right.
I never hit my kids like he hit me.
There are degrees.
I understand, but it's not a coincidence that your dad did a little beating on you and you're doing a little beating on your kids. You don't think that's a coincidence?
No, because he used to, hit me, throw me to the closet and, pinch. That was not usual beating.
Don't use the S word. Hey, listen, Michelle. Hey, listen to me.
Hi.
Listen, I'm a genius, right? All right.
Listen to me.
You got some problems, honey. And the fact that you got 3 kids means I got problems now. Do you understand? Get some therapy. Stop acting out.
Just stop acting out.
Some therapy. Listen, your dad was like grabbing her boob and swatting on her and drinking. It's starting to get more and more.
Well, you might look at some Al-Anon or ACA, Adult Children Alcoholics.
Stop acting out. You have three kids.
Like, I should get counseling or...
Yes.
Go to Al-Anon. Go to ACA.
Do what you got to do, but don't act out. You got three kids. You hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Jesus Christ. Listen, I don't care if people want to do what they want to do. I go down on chicks all day long, cheat on your husband, do whatever you want. Stop screwing up your kids. Because, you know, my whole thing is I'm just selfish. I don't care what you do to yourself. Eat pubic hair sandwiches and go down as many chicks as you can possibly. Well, I can kill two birds with one stone. Go down on chicks and just mow through them like a Toro mower. Eat every pube on that. Am I allowed to say twat? Yes? No.
Oh, my God,
that?
Where is this show going?
Okay, my point is do that, but stop effing up your kids. Because I got to deal with your kids. You understand? I got to pay for your kids when they can't find jobs. I got to pay the guards that are going to be at the prisons where they live. I got to pay for the cops that are going to be on the beat where they're at. I got to pay for the public defenders that are going to defend them. I got to pay for all the crap that you do to those kids. I pay for it. And when I say I mean me, just me, solely. I actually pay for this caller's children. I'd really like to just be assigned kids. I looked at my goddamn tax statement the other day. I think I paid like $500,000 in taxes last year. $500,000 at least in taxes. And here's how I'd like to do it. I'd just like to be assigned kids. How many kids could $500,000 get me? Just assign me your kids, even your adult children, the ones that are on welfare, the ones that are in prisons, the ones that are acting out, the ones where rehab aren't taking, and I'll pay for them.
He wants to groom this child for his abuse farm.
Jesus Christ.
Greg.
And listen, those of you out there who don't think I should get any special treatment for the $500,000 I put in, kiss my hairy ass. I want my own police force. Do you hear me? And my own garbage man. So I can abuse him. Please. Everyone tells me to stop saying that. I don't give a rat's ass. I believe it. And listen, here's the deal. You want your own police force, your own guards, man? You pay $500,000. Until then, you shut up and kiss my ass. Let's help some kids,
Yeah.
Sure. Enough of you yelling at Mama.
Are we gonna really remember Shauna and her armpit hair sandwich?
You will.
And then
I'm gonna go home, smoke pot, and forget all about it.
And then her pumpernickel and what'd she call it?
She called it ass grass.
Yeah.
With a side of brown gravy, I think.
Nice.
Joe?
Yeah.
You 15?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, first of all, that girl's disgusting.
Thank you.
Which one? We've talked to several tonight.
I have undescended testicles, and I'm wondering if I can still, come.
Has anyone taken them down yet?
Yes.
You've had the surgery?
Yeah, when I was in second grade.
So they're now down in your testing?
Yes.
In the scrotum?
Yeah, you're fine.
You're fine. You should be normal.
Well, because I'm 15, and I still can't.
Yeah, I was a late bloomer myself.
There can be some delay in puberty, and the testicular function can be altered by this, but usually if they get them down there in time, it's nothing.
Okay.
So you ought to talk to the pediatrician about it, but I bet it's no big deal. All right?
All right.
You'll be fine. You'll be going off like Old Faithful in just a matter of months.
Okay.
So you ought to talk to the pediatrician about it, but I bet it's no big deal. All right.
Oh, they're talking even.
You'll be going off like Old Faithful.
Okay, I'm going to go on because they're talking even enough things in.
Hey, Gail?
Yes?
Did you turn your radio down?
I did turn my radio down.
Wow, you had that radio up, baby.
I know I did.
You're 35.
I've been waiting a long time to talk to you.
Yeah, it says here you haven't had sex in 12 years.
12 years. I've got a 12-year-old daughter.
Thank God you're patient.
Yeah.
You have a 12-year-old daughter. Wow.
12-year-old daughter, yes.
Well, that would be almost 13 years since you had sex, huh?
Right?
Yeah.
She was the last time you had sex?
Yes.
Well, it's got to be weird to have a sort of physical manifestation of the last time you had sex roaming around with braces on. I'd kill her.
You'd kill me?
I would consider her bad luck.
Oh,
the daughter? Like, if I had, like, a 10-year-old running around, I'd probably just come home drunk one day and strangle my kid.
She's never seen me with a man but her father. And that was, like, years ago.
I see.
I mean, she's never seen me kiss a man.
Why is that?
Why
haven't you been with a man?
Why has it been so many years, Gail?
Well, I don't know. I just been married twice, and her father was a jerk, and I moved up to Sacramento, and I've just spent all my time invested in raising her. Being a single parent's difficult.
That's true.
You know,
but usually the older woman that's had it with the second marriage will find a nice, willing 19-year-old.
No. I'm 40, but I told you I was 35, but really I'm 40. 19-year-olds, they look nice, but it's just that thing's just not there. You know what I mean? I have a lot of guy friends.
No mojo.
Sexual. It's like I feel like I'm sewed up down there or something. Like it's just gone. Is that possible?
We don't necessarily think it's a bad thing.
You don't.
No. What do you do for a living?
Well, I was a teacher, but I went off on stress leave. I'm trying to find a different kind of job.
Uh-huh.
But I was a teacher for about 7 years.
Uh-huh.
And what I do now, nothing.
Gail?
Yeah?
You a little bit nutty?
Yeah, I'm a little bit nutty.
What's up?
Bipolar?
No. How do you know that? I'm ADHD, and I have an anxiety disorder really bad.
They never called you bipolar, though?
No, but I know what that is. Manic depressant kind of thing?
Yeah. You seem like it.
Wow.
All right. Well, how about taking care of some of that stuff?
Well, I do. I'm on medication, and I...
Okay. What are you taking?
Counseling.
What are your medicines?
Cylert for my ADHD.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And Cerazone for my anxiety disorder.
Okay.
That I've only been 10 months, you know, off work, and I'm kind of like a guinea pig, you know?
What do you mean, a guinea pig?
Well, you know, when you go through a mental health program,
mm-hmm.
it takes a while to see if the drugs are going to work on you.
Right. That's not about being a guinea pig. That's about following a clinical treatment plan.
All right. So, hey, Gail, here's your plan.
Okay.
Get yourself back on your feet emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to do your counseling, you take your medication.
Let's give her some props here.
I am.
Yeah, because she's been focused on the daughter. She's
good.
Doing exactly what you want our listeners
good
to
girl.
Do.
Good girl. Yes. All hail Gail.
Gail is a shining example of what we're asking for here.
Well, not a shining
example.
Okay. Fantastic, Gail. Keep on the meds, baby. Stay with the counseling. Get the job back. Get your head together. And find yourself a man.
Find myself a man.
All right, but in that order.
Yeah, because I'm going to be awful lonely when she grows up, and I'm going to...
That's right.
Yeah, but
nobody likes to squeeze.
What you've done for her, though.
You'll have to get a toy poodle. Kim?
Kim?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hi.
That'd be weird knowing your mom's... What, Drew, how old were you when you knew your mom was crazy? Be honest. Yeah,
40.
I knew my mom was nuts. I
don't know.
I know my mom was crazy when I was... I'd say by like 8 or 9, I knew she was an unfit parent. And then by 11 or 12 is when I knew she was nuts. I think when she used to lock herself in the room and yell, "Freak out!" I was like, "Hey, Mom, get it together." I'm like, it's weird when you're 11 and you're saying to your mom, "Hey, pull it together, would you?"
See, my mom's not crazy.
Your mom's what, crazy?
Not crazy.
She's not crazy, so that makes her crazy?
Kim, what's the deal?
True, stop fiddling with that paper. You get very nervous when I talk about your mother. Yeah?
I have really, really light nipples. Like, they're almost, you can't even see them.
Yeah?
It's like an endless boob.
Nice.
It's not nice. That's
going to be the name of my documentary.
Oh, thank you.
I don't like that.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Well, my boyfriend doesn't. He's complaining.
Well,
complaining?
What color are you?
He is
white.
A local.
I'm Canadian. Yeah.
You're Canadian. Are you light skinned?
I'm very light.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
Like, there's something she can do about it. It's normal for some people. Yes, absolutely.
Because I don't know. I feel awkward.
Origami while I'm sitting here. What's the big deal?
At least I can hear it. True. You're okay. Hey, Kim.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay.
There's no problem with that. Why don't you take a little, shoe polish or a magic marker or something?
No, your boyfriend's an idiot.
You know, hey, how big are they?
My boobs. Or my nipples.
Let's start with the boobs.
A D.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And how big is the rest of you?
What do you mean? Like my nipples or my height?
No, I mean, your height, your weight.
All
that kind
of thing goes back to the nipple with this
program. I'm 5 feet tall. I'm 112 pounds.
Nice. With a big D-rack on you. Very good. Your boyfriend should not be complaining. I'll punch him in the gut next time I see him. All right, and listen, you know what you do? You know those trashy cholo chicks take those liners and go around their lips with them to make that sort of like mouth around their lips? You just outline your nipples so we can find them. What is that with those crazy white? It's either white trash chicks or it's the sort of the cholo chicks, the Mexican chicks that draw that outline.
Yeah.
Oh, the cholas. All right, cholas.
Big fat,
cholos
big
are the
fat
guys,
outline.
Right?
It's a big, like a clown. Right.
Well, it ends up having the same effect, yeah. But it's a weird look. It's like someone drew a mouth outside of their mouth. What the hell is that? Listen, you crazy broads with the false eyelashes and the dark blue eyeshadow and the long nails with the unicorns painted on them and stuff. Let me, a quick tip. Guys don't like that. They don't. Only stupid guys like that.
No,
thank you.
We're done.
Quiet. Alana? Oh, turn that down, would you please?
Hello?
Turn it down. Yes, you masturbate with fruit.
Yeah.
What kind of fruit?
I started with cucumbers because they weren't that big,
right.
But now I just like tried it with bananas, and I like doing it with carrots too, but carrots are too skinny, but
All right.
Because I can be on top.
Okay, baby. Hold on. Oh, God, I wish you would take part. There's another one on Loveline Logic. I started with cucumbers because they weren't too big, and then I graduated to bananas and carrots. Two things that are smaller than cucumbers. How does that work with our callers? How did they get so dumb? All right, we'll be back.
How long did it take?
Not that long. It took kind of half an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, just talking about putting a ridge beam in place with Drew and how excited I am.
Don't admit that.
I can't help it. All right, there's a little break here. 22 hours. Thank you very much for tuning in tonight, and we'll be back tomorrow night with more fabulous shows. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Okay, hi.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.